producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We're going to have some post-election analysis with my friend Dustin Garrillo from the North Dakota Watchdog Network today. Lots and lots of things to be happy about today. I mean, just tons. There was the Republican wave. I think the country is better off now being a lot more red than blue. Send Harry Reid packing. I mean, and when you think about it, the filibuster rules that he set in place are going to come back and bite him in the butt now. Because he is, as I said last night, we welcome him to the minority. There you go. But last night also handed out a couple of things that made me scratch my head, and we're going to talk about that today. I want to 855-200-1776 extension 2. Tell me what you think the biggest upset of last night was. I'd be interested to hear your opinion. Obviously, with me, I am very disappointed that Measure 1 did not pass. Wow. And I've heard a ton of explanations why. And I want to ask you why you think it did not pass. Now the folks on a high note, the folks out in Tennessee, they passed their A1, Amendment 1. It passed. And the language in A1, Amendment 1, when we talk about how vague it was here, and there was there was just tons of misinformation out there, right up into the fact that the League of Women Voters had their little voter guides right there at the ballot box. I mean, there was a ton of stuff, but no crying over spilled milk. I'm going to read to you what the folks in Tennessee voted on by pretty big margin. But I'm going to go to the phones first, to Jane and Moorhead, and then I'm going to read to you what the folks in Tennessee voted yes to, and a pretty decisive victory for life. So, Jane, out in Moorhead, what's on your mind?
Well, I was disappointed that Measure 1 did not pass. About a week before, I was in the hospital with someone, and the nurse said to me, I said something about Measure 1, and she said, oh, we can't pass Measure 1. Advanced directives could no longer be used. And it just floored me that someone in the medical profession wouldn't even know that.
Yeah, the thing is, it's pretty sad. They didn't even focus on the fact that this is a pro-life amendment. They didn't focus on abortion at all. What they did was they went out there and they just muddied the water. I mean, they started talking about in vitro fertilization. They started talking about end-of-life care, two things that this measure would have absolutely no effect on, but they were more effective in getting out that misinformation than I think we were at, rebutting it. I think they put us on the defense. And I don't think we should have been there. It's a sad day, in my humble opinion. It's a sad day for the fight for life.
Yeah, and the thing is that, You know, so much money was spent from people not even around here to spread that misinformation.
Yep.
And I think about, you know, how many good, well, I would say Christian people, did they go to the polls and search their souls about what it was really about? Something so important like that, you know, you would think you would go beyond what you're hearing on TV, you know, what you're hearing on, you know, local radio stations other than your station. And, you know, really come to the decision that in North Dakota, we value life.
Yeah.
We value life.
And what, not a problem. Anything I can do to stand up for life. And I just want to clarify something. One of the reasons why I am so pro-life is in New York, where they have arguably the most Planned Parenthood facilities per minority community, and probably in the nation, there were more African American babies aborted than were born. That is freaking genocide right there.
Oh,
and the fact that you got liberals and feminazis out there that would stand up and champion that, that is satanic, in my humble opinion.
That's how evil works. That's how evil works.
And Jay, oh, not a problem. Thank you for calling in. I want to read what the folks in Tennessee, the good folks in Tennessee that stood up for life, what they voted for. They said, and this is this measure, this is that language that will be added to the state constitution once all the votes are certified and everything. It says, nothing in this constitution secures or protects a right to abortion or requires the funding of an abortion. The people retain the right through their elected state representatives and state senators to enact, amend, or repeal statutes regarding abortion, including but not limited to circumstances of pregnancy resulting from rape, incest, or when necessary to save the life of the mother. So the folks in Tennessee, they voted to end that state status as a abortion destination. And I am upset. I can't believe that folks here in North Dakota, they didn't see the need to protect life here. And I got to be honest with you. I've heard there were a lot of Republicans that didn't vote for Measure 1. And I actually may have even voted against. And as a matter of fact, I know some elected Republicans that actually campaigned against Measure 1. I cannot, for the life of me, understand that. Maybe it's time. Maybe all the good folks are moving to Tennessee. Colorado's Fight for Life, their amendment failed also. And Jane made a great point. In Tennessee, in Colorado, and right here in North Dakota, the folks from outside of the state, the ACLUs, the Planned Parenthood, pumped a ton of money into these states to defeat these measures, making the good folks in these states have to shell out a lot of money rebutting. I mean, $3.4 million in the first 3 weeks of October alone. The anti-life crowd pumped $3.5 million into Tennessee. And we know how much they pumped in to North Dakota, and apparently it was effective. I want to get your take on that. And we're not going to spend the entire show on that, but I definitely wanted to talk about that today. That is the dark spot and this victory. And it is a victory for this nation and for our state, I believe. North Dakota is decidedly red, I was very happy to see how well the Libertarians did. Jack Seaman and I think here in Cass County cracked 8%, And I think he held firm at around 6'5", that sort of thing. So it did markedly better than the last time around. I think the Libertarians pretty much put themselves on the map, and they had very limited funding and advertising, and so I think they did really well. As for the Republicans in this state, pretty much held our own, and we did better than I would have expected, especially with all the rhetoric that's out there from the other side. Two very bad, again, the dark spots in this victory here in North Dakota is the Betty Grandy race and Margaret City. I mean, wow. And it has come to my attention also that there are some Republicans out there that ran from those two of ladies who stood up for life. What is going on here in North Dakota? That's what I want to know. We'll be right back with Ellen Ratner and Blankita Cullum right after this break.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
There's a lot of reasons to love Chase on the Lake. It's one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. And fall is a beautiful time to visit Walker, Minnesota and the entire region. It just screams, relax. Copper Door Aveda Spa and all their wonderful massages and pedicures and manicures. You can pamper yourself. There's bike rentals. What a romantic little getaway. Great trails. There's all kinds of fine dining in the 502 restaurant and all around Walker, Minnesota. The shopping downtown Walker is a blast. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Right out your door, the famous Reed Sporting Goods and all kinds of unique shops in downtown Walker. And the accommodations cannot be beat. I'd even recommend some golf or some bowling at Chaser's Bowling Alley. Great deals right now, including buy one, get one night, Sunday through Thursday, chaseonthelake.com, or call 888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06. Tell them Scott sent you.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We are back. We are back. This is the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis, right here on Black Family Radio, and I am happy to have Ellen Ratner and Blankita Cullum on the Common Sense Club show today. Wow, I need some more coffee. How are you guys doing?
Oh,
well,
we're
doing
great.
I think probably Ellen is totally depressed, but I'm celebrating.
You know
although
why
I am here
I am not totally
station.
Depressed. I'll tell you. First of all, we expected to lose. We didn't expect to lose this big, but we did. But if you look at some of the voter initiatives, particularly in Arkansas, where Pryor went down as the Democrat hugely, but minimum wage vote got the vote. So all I'm saying is that Republicans better look more carefully at this election because there are some issues that are not just giveaways to the Republican Party.
Well, I just hope that they can be gracious at defeat. You know, I hope they can be nice about this. The funny thing is, Ellen, you know, I predicted 9 seats. So it's still out. The
yes,
jury's still out.
And
I could be right on 9
seats. You might get your 9, Blanquita.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And I agree. I think that nine seats is not unattainable. I want to ask you about I'll ask Blanquita this first. President Obama is defiant. He says, you know, we're going to have amnesty basically by Christmas. Do you think that that's a smart move?
He thinks. I talked to Senator John Cornyn last night. And they're going to be watching everything now. And I think it's interesting to note, even in some of the areas, Ellen was talking about Arkansas, all the places that the president went to, they lost. So I think that they're going to have to start trying to reconsider. When I talked to Senator Cornyn last night, Senator Cornyn said that he would be working also with Blue Dog Democrats to make the move even bigger than the sweep that they got in from the Republican Party. So it is a wake-up call, and I think the president's going to have to rethink about what he plans to do.
And Ellen, what is your take? And then, Blanquita, a follow-up for you.
Well, you know, my take is that the president obviously has to think about this, but this is not uncommon that in the second term of a president, in midterms, they lose big. And they did lose big. But remember, Republicans need to be
tsunami
what
big.
You wish for. Well, okay. I'll even give you one. It's a tsunami.
Yeah, so, Blanquita, and my follow-up is this. Do you believe that this Republican victory, and it's huge, I'm picking seaweed out of my ear right now because of the tidal wave, but do you believe that Republicans voted across the board to elect a Republican so they could work with the Democrats or they could turn this country back around?
Turn it around. They that's the main statement that almost anyone that you listen to that made an acceptance speech said. So it's the latter, not the former.
Good deal, because I've heard a lot about, you know, working with and compromising on and things like that. And we know that Harry Reid, the filibuster rules are going to come back and bite him in the butt now. They were not willing to compromise or work with us. So,
oh, they certainly were willing to compromise, and I actually think the Republicans now have to show that they can actually govern instead of just being the party of no.
Gosh, I'm so glad that we have that opportunity, and it will be a lot of fun. I mean, you know, there's a great victory here for the American people. They got out, they rallied, and you saw incredible wins, like in the state of West Virginia, in Iowa, and in South Carolina. Texas
and
across the board.
One other thing I want to point out to both of you, it would appear to me that the whole race baiting, the racial politics, did not carry the day for Democrats. And I want to point out a couple of new faces in the Republican Party, like Mia Love, Joni Ernst,
right.
Tim Scott. Oh, wow. Did you see that acceptance speech? Did you see the jubilation out there with Tim Scott? I was ecstatic. And there's tons more. I mean, and these are all conservative women.
The other thing I heard is that there was a huge Latino turnout.
Yeah.
And I was watching that in particular in the state of Texas. I don't know what Ellen heard, but that's what I heard from my contacts out in Texas.
So, Ellen, is the Democrat message in need of some retooling?
Well,
I'm sorry, Ellen. We have a bad connection.
And well, I would say yes for her. I'm going to answer for her. She'll disagree with me, but you know, that's what I'm saying.
And I swear to you, Ellen, this is we did not do this on purpose. So, hey, Ellen.
You did. But anyway, look, where were we? But because I think you guys don't really understand. The Democrats get it, and the Democrats may be elected to president if the Republicans don't govern fairly. Yeah, we get it.
And I understand
now we have
that.
A chance. We didn't have that chance before, and the people spoke out. It wasn't just a party versus a party. People came out and crossed the aisles.
Yeah, and I would agree. We got 2 years to get this thing right or get at least show some leadership. Because I'm going to be honest with you. I have not been the happiest with the Republican leadership, especially for the past 6 years. And I would even go further back than that. So we have 2 years, you know, to turn the ship around or to show some actual leadership, or in 2016, it'll be a reversal. We'll see the country move the other way, maybe a little more towards the middle. But this was a huge victory for Republicans. And I don't even think outside of Blanquita, I don't think a lot of folks saw this being this big a win anyway. Bob out in Grafton, what's on your mind?
Good morning, ladies. I just want to say something real quick here. Two things. I'm kind of hearing about the Republicans as the party. No, especially when every time in the past, the Democrats and Terry Reid would say, look, Republicans, you do this and pass this, and then we'll go ahead and work into the budget. And every single time, they stabbed him in the back. Secondly, how can you say that the Republicans were the party of no when Harry Reid and the Democrats had everything locked up? There's over 380 bills sitting on Harry Reid's desk that he won't even allow to come to the floor for a vote. So this,
good point. Hey, Bob.
Big party of no.
Bob, really good points. Ellen, and we're brief on time. You want to address that?
Well, I just want to say, look.
Oh, man.
That was a short statement. Did my call end?
No, you're still here. But
okay. So basically, I want to say, look, the same thing I said earlier. There's no addressing or non-addressing. The Republicans have got to govern. They have to govern fairly or goodbye.
Understood.
And I think they know that. I mean, that's going to be the great thing to watch.
Does Barry need to fire anyone right now? Who
well,
needs to go?
Think of, don't get me started.
It's always great to have both of you on every morning. Common sense from the left and the right. Ellen Radner, Blanquita Cullum. Thanks for coming on the Common Sense Show. We'll get to the phone calls. See you tomorrow. We'll get to the phone calls right after this break. We'll be back with Dustin Garrillo after this.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. Katie Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. Katie Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at katiearmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com. Katie Armor, come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
We're back. We are back, and highs and lows we're discussing today from yesterday's elections. I'm Leon Francis. This is the Common Sense Club. Phone numbers to call in are, as always, 855-200-1776, extension 2. Get you live on air. And a ton of folks have been leaving it on the rant line, and that's extension 1. And we're going to try to get to those today. I have my next guest. Is Dustin Garrillo, managing director over there at the Watchdog, the North Dakota Watchdog Network. But before I get to Dustin, and I hope you don't mind, Dustin, but I like to defer to my callers whenever I can. Sally out in Grand Forks, what's on your mind?
Well, thanks for taking the call. I'll try to be brief. I think now people have pretty much made clear what their mindset is. I think there are three things that should happen right now. I think there should be a close the border up and secure that. Put that travel ban on to protect people from infectious disease and begin the impeachment. These things should almost start, at the same time. And the rhinos and the weak Republicans and the scaredy cats have lost their cover. They can't hide behind that Democrat Senate anymore. They need to start taking action, and quickly. As soon as they take office. Impeachment.
Oh, good point.
And the people should call every day and tell their congressman, start the impeachment. And they should call twice a day and let them know.
And something else that I think relevant to this discussion is I think we have a 2/3 majority, and I think that's what's needed with an Article 5.
Well, it's just time. There's really no other remedy for this, because he said he's going to use his phone and his pen. He's going to bring out his dictatorial powers and ride over everybody roughshod. That's why we have impeachment laws.
Right.
We need to use them. Use them or lose them.
Good deal. Thanks, Sally.
This
in Grand Forks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And Sally's always cogent, always spot on. There you go. Dustin, are you still there?
I sure am, Leon.
What do you think about Sally's comments?
Well, I think that the history has shown that it takes leadership rather than obstinance to really make these things last.
Yeah.
And I think that, right now, you're probably going to see the most vetoed bills in any two-year span in the country's history, the next 2 years.
Well, that, I guess that beats, you know, them sitting on the desk of Harry Reid. I think there's something like 300-some-odd pieces of legislation or sitting on his desk where he just wouldn't even touch them. But we're not we'll talk about that in a bit. I want to talk about North Dakota politics for at least for the rest of this segment and get into the national stuff on the other side. I want to ask you about what did you think about the results from last night? Anything that jumped out at you? Anything that surprised you?
I think that the biggest thing is that the Democrats had zero traction on anything. Even the egg race, which was supposed to be somewhat competitive, was, you know, pretty wide victory by Doug Goring, 57-42 against Ryan Taylor. I think that they obviously dropped the ball on some things, but, you know, it just goes to show that right now things are just so good in North Dakota that people are fine with everything.
And I guess there's some of us, and I guess you would call us social conservatives, who are not happy, man. I am not happy this morning. And I want to ask you about a couple of races, the Margaret City, Betty Grandy. I mean, yeah, we did phenomenally statewide, but with these two, I see a problem, not just from the liberals or the Democrats out there, but I see a problem from Republicans that did not support these two candidates, and I believe it was all tied to Measure One. What are your feelings? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it definitely was. Those were obviously the only two success points for the Democrats in the entire state, really, when it comes down to it. And, you know, you look at District 35, where Oban beat City by a margin of 56 to 43. Measure 1 actually failed by a wider margin, which was 65 to 35. So there were plenty of people. There was almost 10% more people who opposed Measure 1 than opposed Margaret City. And in District 41, where Anderson beat Grandy, and both Grandy and Carlson and ousted Grandy because of the top two win deal, Measure 1 failed 69-31. And that's considered to be a very strong Republican district because Betty Grandy and Al Carlson have been elected there frequently. So you've got a situation where the issue, the opposition to the issue is actually stronger than the opposition to the people pushing the issue. And that's an interesting situation in and of itself, but it goes to show that, you know, focusing on the social issues at a time when people are worried about property taxes and infrastructure and flood control and those sorts of big ticket items, you know, they're just not on people's radar. They're not in their priority list. And, you know, they just, I believe that it really is a signal that the legislature needs to buckle down and focus on those big ticket issues that affect everybody and leave a lot of the social issues alone. Let those things start as initiated measures rather than focusing on putting things on the ballot and spending weeks upon end in committees, you know, deciding what language should go on the ballot. Because if you look at all of the measures that the legislature put on the ballot, except for Measure 2, none of them, 1, 3, or 4, got a majority in any legislative district.
Yeah.
What does that tell you about how useful the time spent debating those issues? Obviously, it wasn't a approach to those issues that resonated, unfortunately, especially with Measure 3, because we've had so many problems with higher education in the state. The fact that only 25% of the people are willing to vote for a very minor change when it comes down to it tells you that there's something askew.
Jim, out in Holly, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I heard you talk a little bit about Article 5 there. Mark Levin has been talking about that a lot. now that we do have a Republican majority in the Senate, if they don't do anything, I believe we're going to have to get people informed as to what Article 5 exactly is for those who don't know what it is. I think right now people should get a copy of the Constitution and start studying it.
Yeah, I think folks also need to get a copy of Levin's book. And you make a great point, and I think either later on this week or the beginning of next week, I'm going to have an Article 5 expert in to kind of explain what it is to the folks that don't have an accurate knowledge of it. I think that it's needed, especially now. And Dustin, and thanks, Jim, for the phone call. Dustin, there were a couple of things that you said. I do believe that social issues are very important, and also the amount of money that was thrown into the opposition, I think it shows that there is a concern out there and there is a ton of interest. So I guess I disagree with the fact that, you know, they should have focused, they should have had their focus elsewhere and not so much on these social issues. I just think that the opposition was very well versed and what they do and putting out the misinformation. And seriously, I think City and Grandy were targeted by these folks. I mean, they were actually websites. What was it? I forget the names of those two websites. But again, in Colorado, in North Dakota, and in Tennessee, they all had pro-life measures. Colorado and North Dakota failed. The opposition put a ton of money into it. Tennessee won. But even there, at the beginning of October, they dropped $3.5 million into fighting their pro-life legislation. And we know that, you know, millions were spent here in North Dakota to do the same. So I don't know. I think that if more Republicans would stand up for the things that Republicans are supposed to stand up for, we would still have Margaret City and Betty Grandy.
I think that that's true. I think that in those districts, because District 35 is a swing district. Let's not forget that's the district that Tracy Potter actually got elected from. So that's kind of, you know, off of the main line anyway, because it is in the center of town at the younger population. So you could almost throw that one out simply because they have a propensity to vote Democrat in the first place, just based on demographics. And the situation in Fargo in District 41 is, you know, a little bit more of a litmus test, I would say. But, you know, it comes down to focus. You know, from my perspective, both City and Grandy were great on fiscal issues. And, you know, from a taxpayer standpoint, they were two of the best. So,
did Republicans support them enough? Do you believe that Republicans support? What was the ground game over there with Betty Grandy?
I don't have that kind of insider knowledge. I do know that Margaret City ran an ad, radio ads in the final days of the race, talking about how she voted to increase oil taxes. And when you have a Republican running an ad like that, people are going to scratch their heads.
Wow. Okay. There you go. When we come back from break, do you have time for a couple of minutes on the other side of this break?
Sure. Yeah.
When we come back, what I want to talk about is, where do we go from here? You know, we have these big majorities. Where do we go from here? And two, I want to talk about the libertarian footprint here in North Dakota and see and get your take on how well they did this time around. We'll be right back with more from the Common Sense Club.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Nesson Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesson on the Booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the Booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal but I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal, and to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesson Consulting Service, go to nessonconsulting.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We are back. This is the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis, and my guest today is Dustin Garrillo from the, and he's the managing director over there at the North Dakota Watchdog Network. And we're having a little post-election banter, I guess you would call, analysis. I just wanted to ask, and I know I said before the break, I wanted you to touch on what happens now and the libertarian footprint here, but something else I wanted to ask you or have you think about anyway is all these ballot measures, every one of what was it, 7 out of 8 of them failed miserably? What does that say about the initiated ballot measure process, in your opinion?
I think it shows that it was a bombardment. And if you look at, there was roughly $7 million put in the Measure 7 by Walmart to promote it. Not quite that much by the opposition. There was $7 million put in to Measure 5 by the supporters, and they barely got 20%. I think it shows that money doesn't buy you these measures like people thought it could. And overall, I think that it shows that the public is actually pretty astute on these things. You know, Measure 4 was the one that I was focusing most on, and that had the closest margin of any of them, 56-43. And, you know, that basically says that of all eight measures, more North Dakotans, with the exception of Measure 2, were willing to vote away their rights and their opportunities to deal with measures than the other measures themselves. And so that kind of tells you something. To me, part of it is that it was sold as a conservative measure, but it really wasn't. And overall, going forward, I think that the legislature is probably going to be a little bit more careful about what it puts on the ballot, because primarily with the example of Measure 3, the folks that wanted to reform higher education in North Dakota, the opposition to reform will point to Measure 3 now and say, the public doesn't care. You know, the public said
right.
No. And big time, 75-25, no. And what do you do with that? When there's nearly universal acceptance, something needs to be done, but then the public says, to a very minimal approach, no, not going to do that. Where do you go next?
We discussed that. I think last week, the fact that, you know, if we didn't get any traction, if this would basically be a wink and a nod to the folks over there at the higher ed. To say, you know, folks they're not motivated to actually do anything. I do want to, because we're getting short on time, talk a little bit about the libertarian footprint. Did you hear about the percentages of, like, Jack Seaman and other libertarians out there that ran? They had a pretty substantial increase and support from the last time they ran. Jack Seaman, I believe, was somewhere right around 8% here in Cass County, I believe, and overall was around, I think, 6.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the libertarians all came ahead of the 5% threshold, which guarantees them a spot on the ballot next election.
Yeah.
They don't have to collect signatures to get on the ballot like they have many times in the past. So, you know, obviously the truly disgruntled were willing to put their vote there, and obviously there's at least enough people willing to vote third party. You know, if races had been competitive, 6% can make a difference. If that race had been competitive, 6% would have been a big deal, but it wasn't. So I think at this point, you know, the joking way of looking at it is to say, you know, maybe the Dems would have been better off putting some of their money in the Jack Seaman's race.
And we had a discussion about that last night, a little tongue in cheek, but yeah, you're right. Something else I wanted to touch on is the fact that, you're right, there is a market increase in the support for libertarian candidates. And I was thinking about the amount of money, or lack thereof, that was Jack threw into his campaign. And the fact that with that little amount, that minimal amount of cash, they were able to do that. So that shows that there are a lot of folks out there that are not happy, or that are not content with just the status quo. And that's the way I see it. I think there are a lot of folks out there that voted Republican because, you know, it's the thing to do. And, you know, they didn't believe that a libertarian would win anyway. But just the fact that they were able to crack that 5% shows you that there are a ton of folks out there that are willing to see a change in the current power structure anyway.
Yeah, and it, didn't have an immediate effect, but going forward, when we do have competitive races, and there will be competitive races someday, it could very well have an impact.
Good deal. Thanks, Dustin. As always, Watchdog Wednesdays with Dustin Garrillo. We'll be right back with What's On Your Mind, Scott Hannon, Todd Mitchell, and they're going to be talking to a lot of the candidates that won last night. So stay tuned for that.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you ever heard of a Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle? I was over at my buddy Mark's house the other night, and there he was in the shop working away on his new toy, a Ghost 80% AR-15. He said he bought it from Guns80.com because we got a great deal right now, and he just wanted to experience building his own firearm. And you know Mark, he doesn't want a lot of unnecessary red tape attached, if you know what I mean. He said he had to pay no DROS fees. There was no 10-day waiting period. He said he can register it as a pistol if he wants. And the best part, it's 100% legal in most states if it's completed by the owner. Hey, it looks like a pretty easy project to me. So I just went to Guns80.com myself and ordered mine. I can't wait to get it built. I hope it gets here soon. Hey, get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Prices have never been better, and you can go right now to Guns80.com. That's Guns 80, the number's 80, Guns80.com. See you on the range. Get yours today.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.